Now, more about the lives of the two young men who are the suspects in the bombings. A team of reporters here at NPR pieced together information about them. NPR's Daniel Swerdling has this story about the Tsarnaevs' backgrounds and what might have led them to mass violence.
It's amazing how many details you can find out about somebody's life in just a few hours. But there are details, and they don't tell you anything about what's really inside the person's soul. A lot of people we talked to who knew the brothers say pretty much what their aunt said. Her name is Marat Tsarnaeva. How could this be true? Could they have really done this?
This totally doesn't make sense to me. Totally. Knowing these two boys, knowing what their values are, what grudge they might have, it's not like they would be sitting there and plotting something against humanity.
Tamerlan Tsarnaev, he was the oldest brother in the Black Hat. He's the one who got killed. He was born in Kyrgyzstan. He lived briefly in Chechnya. He came to the U.S. around 10 years ago as a teenager. He studied accounting off and on at community college, and he was into boxing. Chris Coogan says he used to box with him at a gym. He says Tsarnaev was good. A photo a few years ago shows Tsarnaev grinning. He's getting a big, shiny trophy for winning the New England Golden Glove Championship. Coogan says he didn't seem religious or angry then. Maybe he was a bit off in his own world.
He was actually quiet and like standoffish a little bit, maybe arrogant, didn't talk a lot, but he was actually pretty helpful as far as helping people with like technique and stuff.
One of the most interesting footprints that Tsarnaev left is his wish list on Amazon.com. Here are some of the things he listed. How to make driver's licenses and other IDs on your home computer. A paperback called The ID Forger, the eternal bestseller, How to Win Friends and Influence People, by Dale Carnegie, and a Chechen dictionary and phrasebook. And three women who knew him told NPR that they saw a dark side. They say the first year in college, he'd party with them. But then around 2008, 2009, he became a devout Muslim. He ordered his girlfriend to cover herself and convert to Islam. They say they saw Tsarnaev fly into rages and throw things. He'd shout at his girlfriend that she was a prostitute, a slut. A profile on YouTube with Tsarnaev's name on it had links to videos about radical Islam, but we haven't been able to confirm that it's the same Tsarnaev. The younger brother in the white hat, Jahar Tsarnaev, people say positive things about him. Sierra Schwartz went to school with him.
Friendly, quiet, but not in a alarming way. He was just, you know, soft-spoken, but very, you know, funny. Very sweet, sociable, always, you know, had someone to eat lunch with. He never seemed like an outcast ever.
The records show that Jahar Tsarnaev was a good student. He got a scholarship from the city of Cambridge, and he was a good wrestler. He was cited a couple years ago as one of the greater Boston League winter all-stars. A guy who knew him, Zolan Young, says Tsarnaev was the kind of young man you could count on.
This was somebody that, if I need a ride home late at night, I could always know that Jahar would give it to me. If anyone tells you that there was any sort of detail in this kid's character and this kid's attitude and his, you know, in his activities that he did daily that would hint that he would do anything like this, they're absolutely lying.
But here's a chilling part. Jahar Tsarnaev apparently was an avid tweeter. A year ago, his tweets read like any 18-year-old. No matter how many times I'm late and no matter the consequences, I swear I still managed to be late. Then, the day of the bombing, last Monday, he wrote, "Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Stay safe, people." Daniel Swerdling, NPR News.
This is NPR News.